From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels show him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination.
The fundamental desire to have control of our lives and our future, and to want to be a part of determining the course of our communities and our nations, these yearnings are universal.
Mr. Obama also emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to the new Trump administration. In his overseas trip, Mr. Obama's next stop is Germany. Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to take his country out of the International Criminal Court a day after a United Nations committee condemned Russia for human rights abuses in Crimea. Ukrainian and U.S. officials hailed the committee action, but Russia condemned it as politically motivated. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried that the next U.S. president will destroy the global agreement to deal with climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the UN Climate Conference.
There's nothing partisan about climate change for the world's scientists, who are near unanimous in their conclusion that climate change is real, it is happening. Human beings, for the most part, are causing it, and we will have increasing catastrophic impacts on our way of life if we don't take the dramatic steps necessary to reduce the carbon footprint of our civilization.
President-elect Trump, on the campaign trail as the Republican nominee, spoke of ripping up the Paris Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. Shortly after his surprise victory, Trump appointed climate change skeptic Myron Ebel to lead his Environmental Protection Agency transition team. Trump says his transition to the presidency is going smoothly. He rebuffed reports of infighting among his key advisors. U.S. news media are reporting that Trump's transition team is in turmoil after his aides ousted two national security advisors. The president-elect dismissed accounts that he was trying to get top-level security clearance for three of his adult children, all of whom are advising him on key appointments. Trump called the reports a typically false news story. The U.S. and South Korea are continuing their efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged human rights violations. On Wednesday, the United Nations official in charge of North Korean human rights met with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul. They plan to bring a North Korean human rights resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month. The resolution would refer the North to the International Criminal Court. A U.S. special envoy was also in Seoul, where he talked about the importance of continuing to pressure North Korea to institute basic civil liberties. A Somali-American man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. 22-year-old Mohamed Farah is one of nine men from Minnesota's large Somali community who are being sentenced this week for plotting to join the militant group. Pakistan's military has conducted a major exercise near the border with India. The exercises are intended to showcase the combat readiness of the armed forces. They come at a time of heightened tension between Pakistan and India. The drills, called Thunder Lightning, involved combat aircraft, tanks, artillery, mobile missile launchers, and other heavy weapons. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.